Shalom, everybody. In the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, Moshe gathers all of Bnei Yisrael together. And after he commands them to keep the Shabbos and to build the various kelim in the Mishkan, the Torah says in Perek Lamed Hey Pasuk Chaf Vayetzu Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael Milifnei Moshe. The Torah says that Bnei Yisrael left Moshe. However, this pasuk seems superfluous. Of course they left Moshe. They were standing in front of Moshe since the beginning of our parsha. Vayakel Moshe. So why does the Torah have to tell us that they left Moshe? Of course they left Moshe. This question is asked by a number of the Mefarshim. Rabbeinu Bachya, who died in 1340, says on this pasuk that the Torah went out of its way to tell us that Bnei Yisrael left so that we could learn something special about the way they left. He says that this pasuk describes the eagerness and enthusiasm with which Bnei Yisrael responded to Moshe's request to bring their gifts and to participate in the building of the Mishkan. After Moshe told them what to do, they weren't sluggish, they weren't lethargic. Rather, Vayetzu kol adas Bnei Yisrael milifnei Moshe, they ran with enthusiasm, with gusto, to do whatever Moshe told them to do. That's Rabbeinu Bachya, the Orach Chaim, and the Chidah, and others say this beautiful idea as well. The Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, who died in 1893 in his Perush HaMek Davar on the Chumash, also says that our pasuk teaches us how Bnei Yisrael left Moshe, but he says it in a different way. He says that normally when a Talmud leaves a Rebbe or a teacher, they don't just turn their back to them and walk away. Rather, they walk backwards out of a show of respect for their teacher and for the Torah that they learned. But that's what Talmidim do. Most people don't do that. They may not fully appreciate what their Rebbe knows or who their Rebbe is, or they may not fully appreciate the Torah that they were taught. So people who learn Torah will do that, but others may not. However, says the Netziv, the Torah is telling us that all of Bnei Yisrael were on such a high level after speaking to Moshe that Vayetzu kol adas Bnei Yisrael, not just the students, but all of Bnei Yisrael appreciated Moshe, and all of Bnei Yisrael appreciated the Torah. So they all left the same way, out of deference and out of respect and appreciation for Moshe and for the Torah that he taught. Other Mefarshim answer this question in other beautiful ways. Rav Avraham Saba, who died in 1508, has another beautiful answer in his Sefer on the Chumash, Tzror Hamor. He says that Bnei Yisrael left Moshe happily and excitedly because now they knew that they were going to be forgiven for what they did with the Egel HaZahav. Now that they were given a job to keep the Shabbos and to build the Mishkan, then Vayetzu kol adas Bnei Yisrael milifnei Moshe, Bnei Yisrael left happily and excitedly now that they were forgiven and now that their relationship with Hashem was repaired. They got a job. Hashem still needs them, so to speak. They were ready to do it, because they knew that they were forgiven, their relationship was repaired. And finally, there is a powerful answer by Rav Eliyahu Lapian. He died in 1970. He was a Talmud of the Altar of Kelm. He was a major force of the Musar movement in the 20th century. In the Sefer Lev Eliyahu, Rav Eliyahu Lapian says the following beautiful idea. With this pasuk, the Torah is telling us that the way a person acts is a powerful reflection of where they have been. A person who learns beautifully in seminary or yeshiva, for example, will Emir Tzashem act with beautiful midos when they're in a makom Torah. Of course, they're going to learn Torah in these places, and they're going to act with beautiful midos in these places. But how do they act after they leave? Do they keep up their learning and their tefillah and their growth? And we're not only talking about how much they learn when they step away from a makom Torah, but do they act with good midos? Do they act? Do they treat each other properly? Do they respect other people who have not perhaps been as fortunate as they were to learn in seminary or yeshiva? Are they filled with gaiva, or are they self-centered, or are they accepting and willing to work in the beautiful team of Klal Yisrael? When we see how a person acts, we can tell where they have been. And that, says the Lev Eliyahu, is what the pasuk is telling us. It's easy to act properly when someone is standing in front of Moshe. But the Torah is telling us, Vayetzu kol adas Bnei Yisrael milifnei Moshe. Bnei Yisrael were so unified, so energized by the Torah and by the opportunity to keep the Shabbos and to build the Mishkan, that they were unified and that they acted properly even when they left Moshe and after they left Moshe. That may well be our test now. Many of us now are at home. Many of us are not in school and not in seminary and not in yeshiva and not in work. And the question is, how do we act when we have left all these powerful places? Have an amazing day, everyone.